So I'm Beth from Phone Cycle. Has anybody got any of my emails? You can raise your hand. Nobody ever says yes. I send out like so many emails to everybody. But anyways, something happened with the computer.
You just have to touch it.
Okay. No, it says no signal. So we're all about recycling styrofoam, right? Everybody knows how to recycle styrofoam?
No.
Because right now, there's not a way to do it. We only have a couple companies that actually take in styrofoam. So we developed this gorgeous container with all this signage, right? It has the big number 6 on it because that's styrofoam, EPS, right? Expanded polystyrene. So we're trying to get municipalities and colleges to buy this unit. It has a densifier in it, has a fan in it for exhaust. It has no toxins though as it's melting, so you don't have to worry about breathing it in because it's already been tested. It's been tested. And so we developed this to create an end product for one of our friends that uses densified styrofoam to make into picture frames and other things. And so I will go on. I don't know how to do this really quickly. So we establish an alternative valuable commodity, which nobody knows that it is a valuable commodity, but you get more money for it than you do for cardboard. Imagine that. It's twice the value, I think, now for cardboard. But right now it's just being sent off to China, and China's charging us to purchase it back as densified foam, as in little beads, to use in your polystyrene projects. So polystyrene is 95% air, right? So we've had problems with transportation. You know, people don't want to put all this styrofoam inside a truck and then take it somewhere. So that's why we developed a system to densify it down into ingots. We have a collection bin at each of the facilities, and you can put them around town, and you can have somebody that comes and picks them up and brings them back to your unit and densifies the foam. And after it's densified, it can sit out. It doesn't need to be housed. You wrap it in UV protection, and that's it. That's what it looks like. Open up. It has 3 doors where you can open it completely up. I can't play the video. And these are one of the projects we do is Earth Energy Day in Sussex County. But I wanted to show you what densified foam looks like. This is styrofoam. This was a cooler. Right? This was a cooler. You know, the foam cooler? Mm-hmm. Do you want, can they pass it or not?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as they don't eat it.
This is now the end product. This is crown molding.
Really?
It's the molding for the sides.
Okay, so I have a question. As a sustainable architect, the first question I ask when I get any one of these products, can that be recycled?
Yes. This is 100% recycled at its own facility that makes it, Princeton Molding. So, again, it's foam. I thought I had a piece that I could show them. I turned the other way, but I knew not. Styrofoam, it's not the cups that you get at the golf course right now. I'm hoping someday be in golf courses. That's my end goal because I'm a golfer.
Are you coming to the outing?
I want to. It's my husband's birthday. But he golfs on my birthday every year.
So this is right.
That's fair.
It's perfect. Couldn't get better.
New venue.
Yeah. So, again, we're looking for colleges, municipalities.
Cornell.
Yeah.
Step right up.
Cornell. We've sent Cornell many, many emails.
But they never respond to emails.
But now you have a connection now.
Yeah.
Let's chat. Anybody wants to talk to me afterwards, I got my cards here. I'm going to pass out my card. Talk more about what actually the end product is and how you know, you can make money on purchasing a unit for your facility.
Now you can have your pin.